It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local art scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. There's been a lot of coverage of the retirement of the New York Philharmonic concertmaster violinist Glenn Dichterow, and rightly so. But there was another retirement in the orchestra that kind of slipped under the radar. Another brilliant soloist who is an almost godlike figure to trumpet players everywhere, Philip Smith. Recently, the Philharmonic honored him with a celebration of Phil Smith, featuring the orchestra's brass and percussion ensemble. For the past 36 years, Smith has presided over orchestral trumpet playing with a resonant sound and a reputation for never missing a note. Born in England but raised on Long Island, Smith grew up in the Salvation Army Church, which has a long tradition of brass band playing. He studied cornet with his father. He excelled in the Salvation Army bands, and he was good enough to win a spot at Juilliard, where he wasn't allowed to play in the orchestra for his first 2 years. He had never learned how to transpose. That's reading a trumpet part in one key and quickly adapting it in your head to a different one. It's an essential orchestral skill. But soon after beginning a master's degree at Juilliard, studying with William Vacchiano, the Philharmonic's former principal trumpeter, he got an audition for the Chicago Symphony, where he studied with trumpeter Bud Herseth, who had a 53-year career with the symphony and is widely considered the greatest orchestral trumpeter of all time. Smith joined the Philharmonic in 1978 and has played a prominent role in the orchestra's sound and in recordings ever since. What do Beethoven, the Beatles, Tennessee Ernie Ford, Mozart, David Bowie, Green Day, Rihanna, Duke Ellington, Pete Seeger, and Michael Jackson all have in common? The Andalusian cadence, also known as the diatonic Phrygian tetrachord, the sequence of four notes, this musical pattern, chord progression, or bass line, shows up throughout the ages in all styles and genres, underlying music from all different fields, encompassing all tempos, in all types of pieces that show all types of emotions. New York City's WNYC weekend host, composer and artist David Garland, has assembled more than 50 recordings of music from over five centuries to vividly make the case that this four-note progression is the world's most used musical sequence. You can hear examples on their website, WNYC.org. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbach.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter, and join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.